Trump asks SCOTUS to lift curbs on ICE enforcement in Los Angeles. By Neil Monroe on August 8, 2025. President Donald Trump's deputies have asked the Supreme Court to override curbs on ICE operations imposed by pro-migration judges in Los Angeles and California. The New York Times reported on the ICE appeal. In the administration's emergency application to the Supreme Court, D. John Sauer, the Solicitor General, wrote that Judge Frimpong's order had unlawfully hamstrung immigration enforcement in the nation's most populous judicial district, one he said harbors some 2 million illegal aliens out of its total population of nearly 20 million people, making it by far the largest destination for illegal aliens. Mr. Sauer added that federal agents use judgment and discretion. Needless to say, Mr. Sauer wrote, no one thinks that speaking Spanish or working in construction always creates reasonable suspicion. Nor does anyone suggest those are the only factors federal agents ever consider. But in many situations, such factors, alone or in combination, can heighten the likelihood that someone is unlawfully present in the United States, above and beyond the 1 in 10 baseline odds in the district. Every day that the district court's order remains in effect, law enforcement officers throughout the most populous district in the country are laboring under the threat of judicial contempt, daunted by the prospect that their good faith efforts to enforce federal law will be retrospectively deemed to violate a far-reaching, unlawful, and ill-defined injunction, he wrote. The curbs were imposed by the daughter of African migrants, U.S. District Judge Mame Awuzie Mensa Frimpong. Her curbs were endorsed by a three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We agree with the district court that, in the context of the Central District of California, the four enumerated factors at issue — apparent race, ethnicity, speaking Spanish or speaking English with an accent, particular location and type of work, even when considered together — describe only a broad profile and do not demonstrate reasonable suspicion for any particular stop. Democrats are celebrating the curbs, which allow many businesses to hire low-wage migrants instead of investing in machines to help Americans earn higher wages. Trump and his deputies are trying to drag the U.S. economy towards a high-tech, high-wage economy, amid continued pressure from Democrats and employers who prefer a high-migration, low-wage economy.